He had one of the biggest crypto scams of all time. They made a whole documentary about this guy on Netflix. How much do you think you made in total?
$500 million in assets.
Bruh.
$500 million? You guys actually hired like Floyd Mayweather and DJ Khaled to do promotions for you?
Yeah. DJ Khaled got paid in full, but with Floyd, not the brightest. Like, he was like trying to get $1 million from us. We ended up paying him like 250 cash and like 750,000 in CentriCoin, which was amazing, you know, because you print it.
And they got fined, right?
Yeah.
So did like Mayweather and Khaled get mad at you?
They just want to be removed from the situation. But it's not like I've been like hanging out with Mayweather and he's like, go f*** yourself type, you know?
Right, right, right. All right, you start a coin. You get DJ Khaled to shout it out. What makes it illegal?
We lied to investors. That's why we were in trouble. Our idea was that we were going to create a debit card where you'd be able to spend your cryptocurrency in real time, right?
Why couldn't it work? Like, it just, the technology wasn't there. Like,
what's not in the documentary is by the end of the company, we had it working. As soon as we figured it out, we got arrested. But we got arrested for the shit that we did in the beginning to raise the money.
Right.
You're like basically the Elizabeth Holmes of the cryptocurrency community.
I keep getting this comparison. I don't even know who the home is.
There are a lot of people that are outraged over you being able to avoid jail time.
Facts.
But your other two partners in crime were not so lucky. One of them served 1 year and one is still serving 8 years. Do you feel bad about their fate?
Not at all. Like, the other kid that 8 years I went to high school with, and like, me and him never got along. Like, even in high school, like, I robbed him in a dice game back in the day. Like, he was just like this like punk ass like fucking little nerd kid.
So you don't feel bad about ratting him out?
Nah, because he stole from me.
Okay, 6ix9ine.
Stupid. Yeah, but it's the same type of shit as 6ix9ine, right? Like, if you would my girl, I would have snitched on you too.
Wait, he your girl?
He stole like a few hundred thousand from me.
Oh shit!
He deserved
it. It's even worse. Like I'd rather my girl than steal a few hundred thousand from me.
How the hell are you not in prison right now?
Man. Judge couldn't put me away.
I think he has some good lawyers too. We got to get into that.
Yeah. He's too pretty for prison.
Shout out Joe Bondi, man. Best lawyer in the game.
Turn up. And we also have some beautiful, beautiful models in the building. Yo, ladies, let me hear you say hey.
Hey.
Ooh, yes, yes. How you like the lineup?
Everybody's looking great.
And that's one thing I like about Miami. It's a melting pot. We got a little bit of everything in here. We got Italians. We got Black, white, Indian,
Cubans,
Latina,
Chinese, Indonesian.
China. Look, we got every race in here, man. Like, round of applause for yourself. Look at these girls. Look at these ladies.
I'm Chinese.
Hold on. I don't usually do this, but can all the ladies stand up real quick? Give them some music. I want everyone to stand up.
I feel like you need the Cuban look at this representation in Miami.
Wow. Ray said he liked that. Y'all can sit down. Hey, but before we get into it, I got to ask y'all, where we at?
We in Miami.
We in Miami. So, Ray.
What's good, man?
How does it feel to be a free man?
Feels great.
Have you done any time?
I did like a week for this case.
You did a week?
But like, I've done a few weeks over my life for different cases.
Okay, so a few weeks.
Yeah.
Damn.
Broward County main jail is kind of wild though.
Oh, what, when you spent some time in Broward?
I was in there for like a week, but it was like 25 Kodak Blacks.
25 of them?
Oh shit!
Me and 25 Kodak Blacks.
What does that mean?
What does that mean?
I think of like a Kodak bar.
They all had wicks.
What's a wig?
What's a wig?
The hairstyle, the dreadlocks.
Bruh. Yeah.
Okay, but I know dreadlocks. Oh, yeah. Like the islands, you know?
Deadass, in my dormitory, five of them had Sniper Gang tattoos on their face.
Wow, I'm so, I thought that's I was a, that's how much aware Kodak of politics, but I have no idea what's going on right now.
I'm from
Do you know
Broward,
who Kodak Black is?
So I definitely know what you're talking
yeah,
about.
Yeah, but when you said five Kodak Blacks and then Sniper Gang, I'm like, what?
So Sniper Gang is his clue. And matter of fact, speaking of Kodak Black, you actually sold Kodak Black a home.
Yes.
She's a real estate agent. That's dope.
Nice.
Yeah, shout out to
I
Kodak.
I love Kodak.
Plaza.
Nice. Oh, Plaza. Nice.
Plaza.
Okay, so it was crazy. Like, what happened? Did you get into any fights or people try you?
I was in like, it was like the drug war, so it wasn't that bad. It was just like we was all wearing like these fucking crazy ass outfits in there. Like, they put you in there when you're coming off drugs. So like everybody in there was coming off drugs or like on suicide watch. It was
On drugs? Yeah, at the time?
The whole time I was committing crimes, I was on drugs. A lot of drugs.
You were on heroin, right?
Nah, I was on heroin when I was young, like 19, 20 type shit.
Right. So what were you on when you went to jail?
A lot of Xanax.
Yo, those Xans ain't no joke. Yeah. Who was that? I saw NBA Youngboy. Y'all saw the picture of him with all the Xans in his mouth? And
oh,
he,
my God.
I had him on his tongue.
Just recently, my girlfriend from Oklahoma, she is a star, but she's, you know, I'm not in that industry, but Jessie Jane, I was just with her and I talked to her 2 days before.
Oh, yeah, she passed away. RIP to Jessie Jane.
She gets upset, and I was like, do you want to meditate? She's like, that. And I was like, yeah, and it's really sad because you could see it.
Right. So are you clean now?
Yeah, I've been off drugs for 6 years now.
Okay. So, all right. So for the people that don't know, why don't you tell them a little bit about how you got started?
So when I first moved down to Miami, I came down here to open up a business with my boy. But it was a car rental business, like exotic car rentals, right? Which is like the best business in Miami, in my opinion. Because everybody comes down here to just blow all their money. And, you know, we just bought a bunch of exotic cars, started, you know, renting them cars out. But the issue was just like the lifestyle of Miami of just women and just going out and shit was just so much that it just like required so much money, right? So like I was probably making like, after like the first 6 months, we were making great money, but we were just spending more than that. Just because I moved down here when I was 24.
So how much were you making at first?
That business was making like $60,000 a month.
Okay, the car rental.
Oh, shit!
You were blowing that every month.
Easy.
Right.
You know how it is, like...
How it is, man. Like, it's easy to spend. Yeah. People don't understand how easy it is to spend money.
Yeah.
Like, it burns, it goes so quick, it's crazy.
Facts. Yeah.
So, and that was a lot to on your drug habit, or were you clean at the time?
Nah, I always did drugs.
On Xanax?
Up until... this last case finished, but yeah, I was always on drugs.
Right. So, all right, so you started with the car rental business, and then how did you get into the crypto scam?
Yeah, like, so then, like, I had two partners in the car rental business, and one of them was also fucking up, so I just basically, like, he got moved out, and then the other kid, Kid Sorby, Indian kid, and he basically was, like, getting into crypto, like, trying to invest, and then he lost all his money. And
this was at the time when crypto was like on the rise, like when it was new, or
it was like people was just starting to really talk about it.
Okay.
Right. And then he basically lost all his money, and through losing all his money, he started like researching all these different shit on like Reddit and all these nerdy little channels. Right. And he found out about like ICOs, and it was just like all these people all over the world that were making crazy fucking money.
Right.
Just fucking doing nothing. Like they didn't really even have any real game plan. Right. Like it was like, you just see this kid like making $50 million. We're like,
yeah, like kids making crazy money. Yeah, like how much do you think you made in total with Centra?
At one point, we had like $500 million in assets.
Bruh,
what? $500 million?
And this is like in less than a year. We went from zero to $500 million less than a year.
Wow.
Damn.
Oh shit. Oh shit.
As a 24-year-old in Miami.
Wow. Damn.
Or I like need to
maybe,
get on
maybe
you.
So what was that like? All right, so a 24-year-old in Miami with $500 million in assets. What were you doing? Like, what's your lifestyle? Like, what are we doing? How much were you blowing? Like at the club, and like, were you going crazy and shit?
Every single night, I was probably spending at least like 20 bands a night, maybe 30 bands a night. But then I was also gambling like $250 a night. Like, I mean, obviously you win some nights, but I was just fucking wilding in Hard Rock.
So you were spending $250,000 per night.
Jesus. I was walking around with like $250,000 every day, and then like gambling that shit. But then like my morning routine, I'd wake up, I'd drink a Bloody Mary, take like 5 Zannies, go to the mall, go to the mall, fucking buy some fly shit, you know, some shoes, whatever, some outfits, and then go from there, go back to the casino, gamble, go out, you know, on a date, whatever the fuck it was going on.
Right.
You know, then go to strip club or go out to the club that night. But basically every single day I was just wilding out.
Did you sleep with a lot of girls?
For sure.
Like how many?
You trying to ask body count number?
Yeah. If you had to like guess, like during like your run, like how?
At least a few hundred.
Oh,
at least.
It's not that bad. Oh, I mean, for like someone partying every day.
250 cash.
Because it's 365 days in a year. So if you got a different girl every day, that's 365 girls in a year.
Like, would you count? Like on a night where you had 25 hookers at your hotel, would you count that?
And you were like hitting all of them at the same time.
Maybe I don't know if you hit all of them, but would you?
Yeah, that counts. So if you had 25, that adds to the
100. Just add them all up.
Quick
question: did you think to invest in any property, any real estate with the money? Did you do any of that?
Nah, I was a 25-year-old degenerate.
Right.
But let's say you had invested and bought a bunch of properties, like the government would have took those, right?
Facts. They would have took everything.
Yeah, they would have seized everything. Yeah. But all right, so CentraTech, you raised over $500 million, or what do you mean by
assets? How it works is you raise the money in another cryptocurrency, Ethereum, which is like a popular one, right? So that one doesn't lose its value. But you basically essentially print money, right? Like it's the craziest fucking shit.
What do you mean print money?
You create a coin, and then you create like how much you want to create of that coin, which is we would create 100 million of CentraTech, and then you basically pick your price. So you're like, all right, fuck it, I'm gonna print my money, right? We made 100 million of CentraTech. Well, CTR was the coin, whatever, right? Then you say how much you're gonna sell it for, which was $1 a coin. Then you basically pitch it to the market. You go in all the different chat rooms, all the like the nerdy shit that goes on, and you like do PR releases. And every dollar you raise, like one thing that we were very good at is every dollar we raised, we'd reinvest it into marketing at first. Going hard with marketing, like every single, like everything from fucking, there's like all these different crypto press releases that go out that people, they don't realize that you can literally say like, I got a 15-inch cock and they would just release it if you paid them. It doesn't matter what you put on there. They don't care.
And speaking of like marketing, you guys actually hired like Floyd Mayweather and DJ Khaled to do like promotions for you.
Yeah, that was down the line.
I remember, and it's funny, I remember seeing that back in the day. I remember seeing Mayweather back in the day like promoting this. That's crazy. We got to get into that, but go ahead.
Yeah.
This is like FTX. Crazy.
Nah, like he had one of the biggest crypto scams of all time. I mean, I'm like, they made a whole documentary about this guy on Netflix. Like it's crazy. But all right, so continue. Tell us to keep telling us how we did this.
Yeah, so like at the beginning, it's we're working. People think like just because you're scamming, you're just like not working. But we were working probably
the hardest.
Yeah, the hardest. Fucking 15 hours a day, all day, 20 hours a day. Some days fucking just wilding and like in all these different chat rooms, just trying to pump our shit. But like at first, we were like,
and I mean, it was that you created this to be a scam, right? This was initially like to defraud people. Like this was. It was like a grandmaster, like, all right, let's get this check, right?
I don't know about that, right? Like, it's not like you're, like, creating it to be a scam. You're like, all right, what is this industry? And then you come up with an idea. Like, our idea was that we were going to create a debit card where you'd be able to spend your cryptocurrency in real time, right?
Right.
That's the biggest issue, right? Like, everybody's like, cryptocurrency, what is this bullshit-ass money? But if you can spend that shit at the store, then it's real.
Right.
Right? So, like, instead of just being some fucking numbers on a screen, if you're able to spend it at a store, then it's real. So that was our idea. So
why couldn't it work? Like it just the technology wasn't there. Like
what's not in the documentary is by the end of the company, we had it working.
Really?
We got arrested like right as soon as we figured it out, we got arrested. But we got arrested for the shit that we did in the beginning to raise the money.
Right.
So it's you're arrested for how you raise the money. You're not arrested for like what the business was after the fact.
Right.
Like that shit, they intentionally did that in the documentary. They just wanted to make it look like scam type shit. But we built real technology. Like after we raised a few million.
Cause you had a bunch of employees, like real guys working in there.
Bro, this fucking one kid from Miami, little Brazilian kid, Jari, shout out to Jari. This kid, he was like the bread and butter for fucking developers, but that kid was the real reason we were able to develop what we developed. But we ended up raising, like, ended up being like a few hundred million by the time the shit was all over with. But we ended up building real technology, you know.
Right.
And if we didn't get shut down, and at the end we would end up being like, right now the company that was our main competitor owned Staples Center, Crypto.com Arena.
Right.
The same shit. They were our competitor. They just did that shit overseas. They made the same lies, and then they rebranded and came to America, and now they own Staples Center.
Damn, that's crazy. Speaking of overseas, you had them Asians cutting big checks over there.
Yeah, those.
How much did the Asians give you?
They give us $15 million.
$15 million?
Yeah.
They just like wired it over. My man was getting that bag out here in Miami. They were just wiring him $15 million. Like,
I feel like the thing about scammers,
and they were scamming him at the same time. Like, they were like, it's not going through, and they thought he was gonna die.
And then my man would have the Harvard. I love the documentary. My man was like riding around with the Harvard sweater on. You had the LinkedIn with like the Ivy League. Everyone in the company had the Ivy League backgrounds and stuff. Like, you had.
Scammers work hard, not smart. Well, they work smart, not hard. It's really crazy. It's really crazy because you're like basically the Elizabeth Holmes of the cryptocurrency community.
I keep getting this comparison. And I don't even know who the fuck Elizabeth Holmes is.
Well, she created a blood tracking device, basically, and she said that, you know, it can do all this functions and basically cure all these diseases. And she raised over millions of dollars. I want to say like $500 million in her fake pharma lab company, which she created in that was supposed to be a competitor to all these pharmaceutical brands. And she ended up scamming people of like $500 million. And
man, it's people out here getting money right off now. This shit.
She's in prison right now with a real housewife.
This is
so
crazy.
You know, period. Like, she got what she
wanted. But I'm just curious, though. Did anyone... Yeah. So, all right. So, at the end, you found out the technology right when you got arrested. Is it out? Like the technology itself? Does anyone have a card out that can do what you wanted it to do?
A couple companies do, actually.
So, like, now you can just swipe a card now.
Yeah, you can swipe a card. I don't know why I feel like it's not mass. Like, I don't know. I feel like everybody's not using it in the crypto space. I don't know really why. I don't know if they're charging too much fees. Once I got locked up, I kind of just, like, stopped caring as much to, like, pay attention to what they were doing. But
you're not allowed to touch any of that shit anymore.
No, I can touch it. I just can't create a new one.
Okay.
Unfortunately.
But you can invest in other ones?
Yeah, I can invest.
They still let you. Because, like...
I'm surprised they still let you do anything.
Like, maybe, like, what, that he wasn't allowed to touch.
Well, right.
Yeah. Yeah. He wasn't allowed to...
To touch it, yeah.
You're talking about Leonardo DiCaprio?
Yeah, but the movie Wolf of Wall Street, where that's what the government did. Like, he's not allowed to do the stock or anything.
He's allowed to do anything besides create a new one.
So, but
well,
what?
Actually, back then, he wasn't allowed to. That was his.
No, it's the same fucking ruling. It's literally like once you get banned by the SEC, it's the same exact shit. He's just not allowed to go public with a company. So, like, he can't create a company and go public, or he can. That's essentially it. Like,
do quaaludes and like drive over the country.
He can do as many quaaludes as he wants. He's a free man now these days.
So you didn't have like much ethical hesitation about what you were doing because you thought you could make it real before you got caught, right? And they'd be able to pay people back.
Yeah, like, what was your plan? Did you know, like, all right, look, I'm gonna just cash this out one day and move to Mexico, or you were like, yo, I'm gonna actually like make this shit work?
So what happened was with the car rental business, right? All the loans that I had gotten to open up the car rental business was all through my family.
Mm-hmm.
So like, it was my first business. I got a bunch of loans through my family, and that shit was just going left. Like, all of us three were just blowing money, fucking living in Miami, wilding out.
Right.
And like, once we just moved into the crypto space, because that shit was just going left. Like, even though we were making decent profit, we just couldn't sustain it. Like, as far as ethics just went out the window for me. It was all about just paying back those
debts. Like, look, I just got to get this money.
Like, for me, still to this day, like, I would say, like, I would put paying back that debt before I would put whatever I was doing.
Yeah. Would you do
that's
it again?
It is, yeah.
Would I do it again? Like, off drugs and with no debt? No.
Yeah.
But like, it's tough to say. Like,
Do you regret the crypto scam that you did?
It's tough, right? Because I never went to jail, and then I also learned so much through these times, right? And then for me, like, I was on a path to death, 100%.
Right.
Right? Like, I would 100%, like, I've been doing drugs since I was 12.
Wow.
Well, like, I was 100% going to die, and if I never got locked up for this shit, I would never got sober. And now I've been off drugs for 6 years, so, like... It's tough to, like, fucking say, like, I regret it because of that fact, right? Like, as a self-serving purpose, it got me sober, and I learned, like, how to run a business. Like, I ran a business with hundreds of people in it, employees, everything like that. So, like, I feel like I learned so much, got sober. So as far as that aspect of it, I don't regret it. But, of course, I regret, like, people lost money. You know, that's fucked up.
Do you have, like, some version of survivor's guilt? Because you got off the hook for, like, turning in your partners, right? And they're in jail right now.
Okay, 6ix9ine.
Yeah. Yeah, but it's the same type of shit at 6ix9ine, right? Like I even said in another podcast, like, if you would have fucked my girl, I would have snitched on you too.
Wait, he fucked your girl?
He stole like a few hundred thousand from me.
Oh shit! He deserved
it. It's even worse. Like I'd rather fuck my girl than steal a few hundred thousand from me. So,
so I mean, because I remember watching a documentary, and you were like, yo, like, at one point in the documentary, you were like, yo, like, I really wish that I could, like, feel for people, man. I'd be trying to, like, one, to have a conscious.
My whole point in that, like, when I was speaking on that in the documentary, it was every single person that invested was literally, like, their names in the chat room were Fishy Boy 66, and they were an emoji, and they would give me 100 bands, right? So, like, it's hard to feel the same as you would if you gave me 100 bands after I just met you.
Right.
So, like, I wasn't trying to make the point of, like, I don't feel bad for the people that lost money.
It was hard just, to humanize you them.
You don't have a face to the name, yeah. So it's kind of like, you know.
Exactly. That's the whole thing, right? It's super hard when you never met the person. And I, like, after I got sober, I've been trying to, like, find a place where, like, I just humanize everybody in the world without knowing who they are as a person or never hearing their voice. Like, even hearing their voice helps you humanize them, right? Like,
so it's like you were looking at it like these were just a name in a chat room. Exactly. Like, I don't know. These are just marked. Like, these are just
numbers.
All right.
Numbers, basically.
Send me the bag. Like, yeah. All right, boom.
It's so much easier, especially like on drugs. It was just like, this motherfucker wants to send me bread. Send it. I don't give a fuck. I never heard of them. And then, like, if they would start complaining, I could just ban their shit.
Right.
It was too easy.
You would probably do it again, you said, because it got you sober and you learned a lot of, like, business acumen from it. But also your reputation is kind of, like, 6 feet under now. So wouldn't you, like, pay to have that back?
No.
No.
Okay, I feel like my reputation is completely fine. I literally have people hitting me up to invest in and open up business with me. So, like, I feel like my...
Wait, so people still trying to give you money to invest?
Literally, hang out.
Damn. Yeah.
I got to hang out with you.
Nah, I literally feel like I get more people trying to invest in what I want to do in life than ever.
Wait, I have a quick question. So does that mean you can open up businesses, or are you not allowed to open up businesses under your name or take out any loans or
anything? Could do anything besides open up like a public company, which is going on the stock market, which I probably wouldn't do anyways.
So just probation.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you're good. Okay. So, okay. All right.
I just can't do drugs and do any crime.
Right. And, you know, there are a lot of people that are outraged over you being able to avoid jail time.
Facts.
For the scam by cooperating with the government's investigation. How did you feel when you heard the judge say you were being sentenced time served and no jail time?
Obviously, I was happy. Like, it's not a question.
Were you at all scared?
I was facing like 150 years or something.
I know you
were
scared.
So were you scared? I'm like, right, so were you scared?
But honestly, like, every single person I would talk to, I would always tell them I was getting no jail time. Like, I just feel like I...
You just knew.
Yeah, I just knew. But I wasn't scared of getting, like a very small jail, like, amount of jail time. It is what it is, right? Like, I was like, all right, fuck it. If they give me a year, 2 years, it is what it is. I'll just go.
So you got... You were facing 100 years. You got no years. How much did that cost? Like, how much did you have to pay your lawyer?
Literally.
I paid my lawyer a few hundred thousand.
Oh. That's it? Okay. That's good.
You,
like,
should plug your lawyer.
I need your
for a case
attorney.
Of that level.
Yeah,
can I say?
I'm like, he had to, like, just pay everybody, like, here $10 million, like, pay off the judge, just pay off everybody, pay the whole
so
court building, like,
so.
Tell him we'll.
A lot of people think that.
You know what I'm saying?
But, like, a few hundred thousand for lawyers is actually a lot.
But your other two partners in crime were not so lucky. One of them served 1 year and one is still serving 8 years. Do you feel bad about their fate?
Not at all. Like, the one kid that did 1 year, I don't think he should have done any time. He didn't really make any money, and he was just kind of, like, not the brightest. Like, he didn't, he was basically, the other kid that's doing 8 years, his fiance's brother, and he just got brought into the business, and the issue was that he, like, defended the other kid. So that's why he ended up getting a year. But the other kid that 8 years I went to high school with, and, like, me and him never got along, and then he, like, even in high school, like, I robbed him in a dice game back in the day. Like, he was just, like, this, like, punk-ass, like, fucking little nerd kid.
So y'all were never cool like that?
It was never cool. Then, like, in the car business, I had a kid that was, like, my good friend, and then he was also friends with him. And he was like, yo, bring him in because he's good at getting deals with the banks and shit like that. And I was like, all right, fuck it, bring him in. Mm-hmm. And he brought him in. He was good at like getting us the cars and finessing the banks and shit. But he was like the one that taught me like how to do like all sorts of document fraud and all that type of shit. He was just a smart little Indian motherfucker, you know what I mean?
Right.
Oh, period.
And that's really like, he was an animal, but he was doing scams like since we were all in high school. So like, right.
So you don't feel bad about ratting him out?
Nah, because he stole from me.
I mean, oh yeah, right? Yeah.
So like, I funded the business, and then he stole from me, and like that he knew those all the bread that I had to pay back was in my family's name. So like, he didn't care about my well being. So like, I honestly I don't wish anybody to be in jail. Right? Like, I feel bad that he had to do 8 years.
And I saw in the documentary you were saying that he has some of the money hidden that you guys made or something like that, allegedly.
So, like, we basically, when they seized the bread, they seized 100,000 Ethereum, which right now today is, like, 250 million. We raised double that shit, you know? So, like, back in the day, it was...
So, you're saying it's $250 million missing right now?
Yeah.
But damn, can we get a cha-ching on that?
I know. I mean, it all depends, like, when they sold it, obviously, right?
Right.
But today, that's 250 million more, yeah.
Right.
It's just, like...
Because I think that's the question everybody wants to know is, where the hell is the money?
In the cloud.
Are you ever worried that like your partners are going to put a hit out on for you or something? Since they've had like a life of crime and you got off scot-free.
So one of them
That's what I was wondering. Like, I'm like, damn, these motherfuckers are probably going to be mad.
Yeah, are you like witness protection?
It's like Blue something? Streak. Y'all saw Blue Streak back in the day with Martin Lawrence. Remember, like, yeah, like.
I love Blue Streak.
You know, where they get out of jail and they come back. Where's the money?
In like the Mexico border.
Hey, tell the truth, man. Like, how much money you got stashed, bro? Like, 100 million somewhere?
I'm broke, baby. But, fucking.
Because, you know, a lot of people speculate. I read a lot of comments and stuff. A lot of people speculate you got a lot of money hidden out there.
You're laundering.
I know. A lot of people do speculate that. You know? But it is what it is.
I mean, but if you did, let's say you did have 100 million or any millions, you wouldn't be allowed to tell me anyway.
Exactly. I would never tell you
nothing. We are on a podcast. He might be a snitch, but he gonna snitch on himself, you know what I'm saying? Like Nah, but seriously though, man, all right, so I know the two guys, kids, all right, so you weren't really cool with them. But are you in communication with these kids at all?
Not at all.
Nothing? You don't like send them honey buns in prison or nothing? Like snacks.
I hope he gets better.
So let me ask you, all right, so let's say like the kids that did end up doing time right now, if they're watching this podcast from prison right now, what would you have to say to them?
I just hope he gets better, man. I really do.
Hey, man, he hope y'all get better.
What else am I going to hope for? You know, like, it's not like I have like real love for the kid, but being in jail sucks for anybody. So
right.
Like, you don't wish that on like literally anybody. I don't think, like, 8 years is a lot of fucking time, and I just really do hope he is able to come out and do better in life.
So what do you have to say to those who say you were actually the mastermind behind the whole criminal operation, and you should have received the most jail time and not Sam?
What would you say to them? I think they sound like idiots. You know, what people don't realize is that after we all got arrested, right, I went and cooperated, and the other kid that's doing 8 years, he put out press releases fighting against the FBI, saying the FBI was doing like hit jobs on him and all sorts of shit. And then he tried
the 8 year guy or the 1 year
guy? 8 year guy. And then he tried to create a whole new cryptocurrency while he was on house arrest. So like, there's no feeling bad for somebody that just gets that reckless and just makes that move, right? Like, obviously there's a reason I got no time and there's a reason he got 8 years. It's pretty simple shit. Yeah,
so what's your net worth now?
Man,
he can't say.
You can't ask these type of questions.
Because I saw something somewhere that says 7 million.
I saw that too, actually.
You saw that?
Yeah. But everybody knows, like, the net worth shit on the internet is all just literally fully made up. I don't know if that's, like, AI-generated type shit or what.
Right.
I've heard you say you're not super happy with the way Netflix portrayed you. Like, what was the big thing missing if you had to portray yourself?
So, there's a couple points, right? Like, in the documentary, right, in the beginning, they have some kid from my childhood that said I snitched on him. I never snitched on that kid. Kid made that story fully up. So like, they opened up the shit with like some, like, trying to make me like I've just been ratting my whole fucking life, just get through everything, right?
Not what, true. Like social media?
No, it was just like some kid that I grew up with that's like friends with my co-defendant now. And they were like, they tried to interview my co-defendant now. And they were like, he was just like, oh, interview this kid. So this kid just basically wrote a script, you know, read that shit on film. So I was like, whatever. So they just tried to make me look like I was just like fucking weaving through fucking crimes, just snitching on everybody. Right, it's just not true, right? But so that part's out. And then like they open it up with like, I always wanted to be a criminal. I was talking about childhood trauma for like 2 hours. And then I was like, that's the reason I always wanted to do crime as a kid, because all this fucked up shit that happened to me as a kid, like sexual abuse, all this fucked up shit. And that's like literally the reason I became like, I was like, you know what? I'm going to get the world back. And that's
but you why. Have a lot of anger in you growing
yeah,
up?
Yeah, exactly. So like I was molested from like 8 to 12, right?
And was that a family member? Or?
Stepbrother, yeah. Mom remarried, shit. Stepbrother type shit.
Shit can get wild out here, man. Like matter of fact, didn't you get death threats?
Yeah, I like you actually asked this question earlier about like
you already got death threats, right?
Yeah, the one kid that got 8 years tried to put like a hit on me.
How much did
but
he
I've been
put
getting
on
death threats from like random fucking people on the internet. But anybody that's gonna do a death threat on the internet is not really about it, right?
Right.
Like,
so do you have to have like security?
Security?
Yeah, right.
Nah, I don't really, you know, like I got my brother. He's good. That's my security.
My man got the goons in the back. Got the goons back there. I was in the back. I'm like, what's up, man? You need anything? They looked at me like, nah, we good.
My bad, dog.
Just give me
a hand. What happened?
Give me a hand. I'm sorry that you went through that, though.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Yeah.
Hey, that's real.
Yeah, we don't got to get too deep.
Yeah, we don't got to get too deep.
But
do you feel like Netflix left it out because they wanted to glamorize you as this like really hardened criminal and not show any vulnerabilities?
100%. That was like the whole thing, right? It's because like, you know, that's really like their whole narrative was just like, even they didn't show that other people did crimes even bad, right? It was just like Ray is the only person that fucking.
So you think when they edited, they made you look worse than like everyone?
100%.
Do you think crime pays? Like in your definition, does crime pay?
I don't know. It's a tough question. I'm on probation, my man.
Yeah, if you say yeah, your PO gonna be like, yo, you ain't learned nothing. Add two more years of this fucking probation.
I definitely learned a lot, right? Like I wouldn't commit any more crimes the rest of my life. But I also got 12 felonies.
You hear that, probation officer? He's on the right path. Yeah.
I got 12 felonies, so like I'm fucking good on crimes, man.
So if you can't do anything or you go to jail, like you can't do nothing bad.
Nothing. They'll bury me.
Damn. So, all right, I got to ask you, though, what was it like working with, like, you know, DJ Khaled and Floyd Mayweather? Like, did you meet these guys or you just sent them a check and told them what to say or how did it work?
DJ Khaled got paid in full, but with Floyd, not the brightest. Like, he was, like, trying to get $1 million from us. And then we were basically just trying to pitch him to get, like, get that lesser, you know, to be a less amount. And then we ended up paying him, like, 250 cash. And then, like, 3/4 of it we paid him in our own coin that we printed. We ended up paying him like $750,000 in Centric Coin, which was amazing, you know, because you print it.
Did he cash that out?
Nah, I never cashed it out.
Damn. He should have cashed that shit out. Or, well, you couldn't even cash it out at that point, right?
Nah, you could cash it out. That shit was always liquid.
Oh, so you could cash it out?
He could have cashed it out, yeah. He was
damn,
just like.
I know he was mad.
That's why he put out posts like he was investing in shit. I mean, it wasn't an investment, but he was.
But the government made them like pay the money back and they got fined, right?
Yeah.
Damn. How much did they get fined?
Honestly, I don't really pay attention to what other people get fined. I pay attention to what I got fined.
How much you get fined? A few million?
Yeah, a few million.
Like two?
Three? Oh, shit!
Yeah, like
shit.
Three.
That's not bad, man. Like, for a $250 million or $500 million, $3 million ain't nothing. That's actually a good deal.
Yeah, like, it's tough to, like, the crypto space, as far as crimes, they don't know how to really do the financials on it yet. They're probably better now. But this was like the first one that they was really trying to press on. So they didn't understand like the financials.
Right. So did like Mayweather and Khaled get mad at you?
I don't speak to them on the day to day, you know, so I don't know.
But did they like contact you or like push up or anything?
Nah, everybody just wanted to be just
so
like.
So Mayweather, no one's confronted you at all?
Nah, they just want to be removed from the situation. But it's not like I've been like hanging out with Mayweather and he's like, go fuck yourself type shit, you know?
Right. But I got some more questions for you that we got to get into. But before we get into that, can we go around the room? Let's talk to the ladies. Can we introduce ourselves and let everyone know your name and what you do for a living? Let's start over here and we go around. We'll start with you.
Okay. My name is Veronica. I'm 24, and I'm an office manager at a doctor's office.
Oh, you look all innocent.
I got that, yeah.
Are you or no? She looked like she just a little virgin, Mary. I could be wrong, though. Because you know those little innocent girls, they be the freakiest ones.
I get that a lot. I get that a lot.
Can I see your outfit?
Yes. You want me to stand
give her up? Some music. Yeah. Hey, do a little spoon. Ray said he liked that. Turn up. And now what about you? She looking like a schoolgirl with that dress on.
Yeah. I'm Mecca. What was the other question?
What do you do for a living, Miss Mecca?
So I'm an artist and I work in aviation.
Private jets?
Yes.
Did you fly this guy? Wasn't you flying on private jets and stuff?
I definitely was.
You ain't never have him as a client?
No, I wish I met you when it was hitting.
It might still be, man. I think this guy got, he's sitting on some bread. You could tell like someone sitting on money, like when they walk in the room, he was real relaxed and like, I was like, yeah, he got some money. You know, he got some big paper. And what does your outfit look like, Miss Mecca?
Giving
sex. Stand up, let's see it. Let's see it. You already got up once. Hey! Do a spin, hold on, do a spin. That thing coming up in the back.
The way my booty meat is set up, I cannot.
She working with something. Have you ever dated outside of your race?
Mostly Puerto Rican.
Puerto Rican?
Yeah.
You ever dated chocolate sister?
Like half.
Half
chocolate.
Okay. Mugliano?
Yeah.
Just kidding.
Yeah.
Because, you know, those Italian guys, a lot of them be liking little, you know what I mean? A little chocolate, yeah.
A Bronx tell.
Right. Now, who we got over here? What's your glitter?
What are you looking at?
Your shirt is really sparkly.
It's a bra. It's a bustier.
Nice.
This, well, my Instagram is Body by Nyx. Hi, guys. Well, I have a few, so make sure that it just Body by Nyx, N-I-X-X is my main.
Let me see your outfit because, well, now guys, get ready. Yeah. Brace yourselves.
Well, oh God. Let me show you my full job.
Close your eyes, you married. You can't look at this. No, I'm playing, I'm playing.
I'm a celebrity trainer. I have a fitness company. I also just got approved for my United States patent. Took me 6 fucking years.
That's what's up. Round of applause.
And now I'm going to be opening up my own biohacking anti-aging facility here in Miami.
That's fire. Now, what about you? What's your name and what do you do?
My name is Farha Khalidi. I'm 24. I'm a content creator on TikTok, Instagram, YouTube, and OnlyFans.
Ooh.
Oh, turn up. So what kind of content do you do?
You just got to sub and find out.
Oh, okay. What's your account
now? I read on your page that you're a virgin. Mm-hmm. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm.
And how old are you?
24.
And you're a virgin.
Oh shit.
Yes. Good for you.
I don't believe you.
Good for you.
I don't believe that.
I don't think anybody ever believes that.
Wait, yeah. I have one question. I'm so confused now. I'm like, I'm intrigued. How are you a virgin? Have an OnlyFans?
Right.
You don't
is
have
it,
to.
Is the man, or
this
is
I could do this on OnlyFans.
Nothing ever
tits,
entered.
Yeah, I mean, I don't have sex on OnlyFans. Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
So is it with the man's, or is it with a? So like, has nothing ever entered your
on
body?
OnlyFans, or no?
You can just show your feet in bikini pictures.
Does that mean like, you know?
I don't use. If that's your question.
Okay, so nothing ever entered.
Tampons?
I actually don't even use tampons. No.
Wait. So has anything ever entered your?
Has anything ever, I mean, I've gone to the gynecologist, if you know.
I'm sorry,
I've gone to the gynecologist.
She's still,
yeah,
a virgin, y'all. She's,
but that's
virgin.
It mm-hmm. So what about a finger or fingers?
Yeah,
I mean, you've been yeah,
yeah,
I mean,
of course,
I think we
yeah.
All
what's
that?
The point? Yeah, like, why are you 24 and you're a virgin?
Yeah, like, what is it? Is
not,
it
it's
is
not
it
a normal
it,
thing. It's weird.
It is pretty normal.
Is it for religious
it's
reasons?
Not.
Is it for,
not,
are you waiting until marriage? Like, what
if
is your reason?
So many questions.
I think like 20% of girls 18 to 24 are virgins. It's just not that
yeah,
common in Miami, I guess. But
yeah,
all around the world, I've never met a girl that's 24 that's been a virgin.
I don't believe that.
I've
maybe
met,
she hasn't told you, but
no.
Or maybe because you were
fucking them, but
that's yeah, then they're not.
So have you ever had with a virgin, like took a girl's virginity?
A bunch. But I just don't think there's that, like I feel like it's, especially like in the field you're in, doing what you're doing, it's just not that normal of a thing.
Right. Yeah, I guess I'm just very picky. It's hard for me to be very attracted to a guy, and I like having that emotional connection.
So what is the reason, like why?
I just want like a really strong emotional connection with someone.
So you never had
so the guy that fingered you didn't say okay, put it inside after that. Like you were like, okay, the finger's enough. That was it for you.
Even that level of intimacy.
Like did he like pull it out and you were like, no, like what happened?
His finger?
Yeah, like when he was fingering, like did he have it out or like
wait, what?
What?
I don't want to be creepy on this interview, but
it's not weird. Because I think to everybody else, right? Mm. Like and I've seen you on other shit. Like, I think you do great. But I just feel like everybody thinks it's a gimmick. She's obviously lying if she's doing OnlyFans. She's saying she's a virgin.
Yeah.
I don't think anybody believes it.
I actually didn't disclose it for a long time because I thought it would hurt my OnlyFans because then it would keep the door open a thing. Maybe I'm getting, like, banged on my OnlyFans. So it's actually not a gimmick. It hurts my OnlyFans.
No, but I think everybody, no matter what you say just there, I still think, like, anybody you speak to that you're like, I'm doing OnlyFans, I'm doing content, and I'm 24. No one thinks you're actually a virgin. Like,
yeah.
Even if you say it right now, I still probably don't believe it. Do you ever feel like people just think you're a pain in the ass?
Just my personality or because I'm a virgin?
No, just like yeah, both.
Probably, yeah. Do you think I'm a pain in the ass?
Yeah, like I feel like... like single me, right? Like
would you date her, single you?
No, I just feel like it's just... so gimmicky, right? Like it's just no point. You're 24, you're a grown ass woman. Fuck you doing not fucking nobody. You're like still pitching the same bullshit.
Same bullshit? What do you mean?
Why does that upset
Why does it upset me? Yeah. It doesn't upset me, honestly, but it's just like I think it's like there's just no reason to be
a virgin. I think she dated somebody for 4 years.
Are you asexual?
There are really some late bloomers. Like,
I find the idea of like waiting and being really into someone super hot. Like, don't you feel like you'd enjoy with your partner so much more if you had no bodies?
Nope.
You don't think so?
Not at all.
Could you like swear like on does? Like on your life and your but family's life that you're a virgin?
You never know.
Would I swear on my family's life? Yeah.
Like, can you like do it for us? Can you like swear on something?
I swear on my family's life.
What that you're a virgin?
Yeah.
You swear on your mom's life?
I swear on my mom's life. And also like the best marital happiness is between virgins, right? So it's like it is statistically, yes.
Can I ask you one more question? Like, have you ever had it like from the back?
All right, now what about you?
My name is Kayla Maman. I'm Israeli Jamaican.
You Israeli?
Born and raised in. Yeah,
I didn't know that.
My dad's from Israel. My mom's from Jamaica.
Okay.
So mixed with the black and white. I'm from Miami. I'm a real estate agent for 3.5 years now. It's going great. Everything's good. And I just want to put it out there that slowly but surely we have some owners accepting Bitcoin.
Oh, period.
Really?
Put it out there. Slowly but surely.
So you can buy a crib with Bitcoin. Slowly. Now it's going up too. And what is your outfit look like? What you got on? A sweater on? Take that sweater off. Let me see your outfit. Take that cape off. Ooh, that girl got it. She's slim thick right there. Okay. And they call you Facegasm. Nice. I ain't even gonna ask how you got that name because I know y'all nasty people think it was something nasty, but it's actually the opposite of what you think. Her mama gave her that name.
You've got a beautiful face.
All right, and what about you?
Hi guys, I'm Fantasy. Instagram Fantasy. Is Marilyn Your Fantasy. I am a live streamer, content creator, and trader.
Nice.
That part.
And now who we got over here on the sofa? Wait, but you didn't stand up. Show us the fit first. Everybody got a jacket on. Take that jacket off. You got the slim thicks over here. Ira said he liked that. Come on. Now, over here on the sofa, who we got?
Hi, son. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you.
It's good to hear. My name is Bianca. I'm Ecuadorian and Chinese. I've been on the podcast before. Remember, I smoked weed with Bob Marley's son, Rohan.
Oh, yeah. I remember that episode. Shout out to Rohan Marley.
Yeah. Shout out to Rohan Marley. We love you. I was wearing a purple wig because I wanted to keep my anonymity, but I don't really care anymore. I'm a social media personality. I'm a paralegal and I'm a notary public. So I do all of those and I dabble in almost every industry, I guess.
Wow, turn up. And what does your fit look like?
Well, I'm just wearing.
Okay, she got her shorts on. Those are modest. They don't show your full feet.
Hello, hello. How is everyone doing?
Good. How are you?
Good, good. Thank you. My name is Susan Felizola. I am a full-time mother. I'm also a model. And I also do some live streaming, certified medical assistant, and I'm looking into being an esthetician soon, so...
Wait, and you guys are sisters?
Yes, we're sisters.
Oh. Okay, your sister cute. Okay.
Thank you.
Y'all look alike low-key, too.
Shout out the moms.
Are y'all freckles real, or you put those dots on?
Oh, very real.
Because, you know, people add those now. Like they
tattoos
put,
and everything.
It's a style, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, I used to be bullied by my freckles, and now I'm...
Now it's like...
Now I'm like a superstar.
And right. But now, listen to your outfit. Stand up. Oh. She got the dress on.
Let me get that mic out.
Okay, okay. Okay.
Thank you.
All right, so now that we're all acquainted, raise your hand if you ever scammed somebody here. We ain't gonna judge you. This be in the past. Everyone, makes mistakes. All right, one. She's scratching her head. Two, three.
It's not sustainable, right? That you're always better off doing something that's sustainable where you can stack your money and feel comfortable having it in your bank account. If you do it any other way, sooner or later, that shit's just gonna be taken from you. So, if you're just able to just do it and just continue to build over time, it's so much better.
What advice would you give the people to not get scammed who are interested in investing in the crypto market?
The biggest thing is really just not being greedy. I think, everybody that invested in a company like Centrotech had to be greedy.
Why? Because they were given so much money because they wanted so much return, or...
It's just very simple. Why the fuck are you investing in some of these bullshit ass cryptocurrencies?
Right.
Go invest in the stock market. Go invest in Bitcoin at least fucking at bare minimum.
So you think you wouldn't advise anyone to invest in crypto at this point?
Nah, Ethereum's great. Bitcoin's great. But the rest of this shit is all bullshit. It's all printed money.
Because they said 78% of all crypto business proposals in 2022 were fraudulent.
Yeah. If you want to be okay with losing all your bread, it's fine. Go to the casino.
Right.
Otherwise, it's literally all a scam.
Damn.
You could right now create a coin. Fucking We in Miami coin. You can run up some bread.
Hold on, man. Let me write this down. All right. We in Miami coin. And you said I can run up 500 million? How about? No, I'm playing.
Some sort of amount of money. It's all bullshit.
It's
bullshit.
My friend's creating a strip club coin. That you'll be able to use called the Love Coin.
There's so many shit coins out here. It's crazy.
People have done the same shit, and that person will still make $1 million. It's fucking sick.
Let's say she was to start a coin.
That's what I'm saying. It wasn't
creepy. All right, you start a coin. You get DJ Khaled to shout it out, and let's say 1 million people invest in it. Is that legal? What makes it illegal?
Right.
Is if you lie into them or before.
It's like they created a law to arrest you, but this wasn't even a thing yet.
Yeah.
So it's
what makes it illegal? Exactly. I don't.
There's a
in general.
Control it. That's what the government.
The coin itself.
It's lying to investors. You defrauded investors.
Well, yeah, because they.
No, I know his situation, but I'm saying in general, what makes it be a scam? Mm-hmm.
So you're partly right. We lied to investors. That's why we were in trouble. Mm-hmm. But there's also a thing called the Howey test, which is basically what defines it as a security. Once it's a security, you have to register with the SEC.
I was literally just about to ask you, did you guys have any unregistered securities listed under your company?
That's, we're arrested for security fraud.
Unregistered
securities,
I'm into that whole legal jargon and legal business.
You sure you ain't make a scam coin? You seem to know a little something. You're like, what's y'all security?
I'm not gonna release my information until
what's
I have
your coin
my
call,
until I have my own Netflix documentary. Okay?
There you go.
Right, and speaking of that, man, you really finesse the system though, bro. You got a not Netflix show.
Everybody should clap for that, right?
Yeah. Listen, I applaud a man and thinking outside of the fucking matrix. Because it's all a scam anyway. Until we get our reparations and those motherfuckers get arrested for what they did, it's a free for all.
You know, a lot of females have different views on this. Raise your hand if you would be okay with dating a scammer and you know that he's a scammer.
I'm sorry. My hand
depends on the scam.
We got one.
Just don't tell me about
two.
It.
I don't know.
Depends on the benefits, but I don't know nothing.
I don't want to be. Yeah, I don't want to know.
If you know he's scamming, raise your hand if you would do it.
And I was terrified.
Yeah, if you know he's a scammer.
If you know, or if you're part of it, because if you just know and you say no, I don't know.
If you know, so we got three. Conspiracy to a crime. I'm not a part of that.
All right, so
it's free money.
Count me in. Count me in.
Can you? All right, you didn't raise your hand. Can you explain to us why you wouldn't date a scammer?
I mean, maybe I would. I'm not really sure. Like. I don't think
Don't try to change your decision now. You said you wouldn't do it.
I'm not sure, because if I really, really like him, then maybe. But I just feel like...
You'd just be like, baby, I don't want you to do this anymore. Yeah. Can you, like, stop scamming?
She wouldn't even say anything. She's lying. She'd
be chilling, right?
You like, wouldn't even know because...
You'd be laying in a penthouse, smoking a...
She would think it's legit.
Probably have David
That's the thing. They all think it's legit. Every girl that's, like, that's around exactly, thinks it. They don't even question
Like, have you ever, like, back in the day, did you ever tell a chick, like, yo, like, I'm scamming?
Nah.
She just not even care?
I just tell him I got a business.
Exactly. Why would you want to know? That's how you
they just see the money, right?
Yeah, you don't want to involve.
See, my ex, I didn't know.
Okay, so if you
my
were
my girl that I had fucking known from back, she's from the projects in Brooklyn.
Wait, your wife?
No. Different girl, but she was in Miami while I had all this bread. I would never tell her I was scamming. I just had a business,
right?
You know, it's not like you don't go tell girls.
They never wonder, like, baby, where are you getting all this money?
They don't give a fuck.
They don't care. They just balling out. Yeah.
Why would they even ask? That's like, why would you put them in a situation that they don't need to know about?
Yeah, exactly. Good right. man. Okay, mm-hmm. good.
So what about you? You didn't raise your hand. Why wouldn't you date a scammer?
Just don't want to be like hip to it. I don't want to know anything. I don't want to be aware of anything. So if that's the case, I don't have a problem with it. If I'm knowingly, I don't There's want no anything way. To do.
I think.
All right. So if you were dating a guy and you found out he was a scammer, would you break up with him?
How long were we together?
3 months. 3 months.
I think I have to.
You'd be like, look, you better stop now or I'm breaking up with you.
Yeah.
What if we got gifts coming in, though? Because I was going to ask you, like.
Gifts? Listen, real
I think what he was saying, like,
checks?
The only reason why I say that is because he says, like, it's not sustainable. And I think the fear of, like, something happening, like something going left is like,
right, yeah.
a big risk. That's the only reason why I say it.
So did you do lavish gifts, though, like to chicks back in the day?
100%.
Sure.
Like, what's the craziest gift you ever gave a woman?
I mean, I would just have, like, cash. I was just like,
you just give them just bags. So what was the most, though, you ever gave a girl, though, like a single time? Like cash or whatever.
She just had endless access to any amount of money she ever wanted to spend.
Wow.
Like, what do you mean access? Like, here, baby, like, whatever?
I never put anything in my name, right? So, like, all the credit, everything was just always paid off, and it was just all under her name.
Damn.
And but, like, cash was just... In my house, I just would always have, like, you know, a lot of cash.
Like, what's a lot? Like, a million? Or?
Yeah, bricks, if a million in cash.
Some cash.
In the house.
Just laying
around. Can I have
some? So my man was living like Pablo Escobar. Just a few you're million laying around.
But, like, if you're gambling that large amount, it's not even abnormal to have, like, that much cash. Because, like, I would just go to the casino every single day and gamble $250,000.
So wait, I have a question. So, sorry, I don't mean to like intrude, but so do you have any debt that you have to pay the government?
Yeah.
Did you take out any loans under, you know, different people's
I don't
names
have any
that they figured
like
out?
Debt through regular people, but I owe restitution.
You owe restitution to the banks or
government.
The government?
Yeah.
Got it.
To
right.
victims.
Like, if you had to guess in total during the whole run, how much you think you blew at Hard Rock and in Vegas?
Millions, definitely a few million, like in
like two, three,
more than that, like probably like three something, like in like a year and a half period.
Blackjack or like what were you playing?
Baccarat.
And what's the most you ever won from there?
Right,
I've had like half a million nights, like a, you know, half a million, more than a little bit more than half a million. A night.
It's just so addictive when you win that much money. Yeah. It's like it changes you forever.
Yeah.
If you walk in somewhere and win $500,000,
like
it messes you up.
When I met Jason Derulo, like I was at the Hard Rock and I was gambling at a table, and I always had just like they would just have my own private table, like the Rachel Panty table.
Mm-hmm.
And
damn, you had your own little joint.
And like it was a poppin' night. Like every table was packed. He walked in, and he was like because he's rich. He's richer than me, you know? Like, he's fucking up, but he never, like, I was just a degenerate, so I was gambling larger amounts than I
should. He was looking at you like, who is this guy,
yeah.
I bet.
Yeah. And he was, like, trying to get a table, and I was like, I knew who he was, but I was trying to act like I didn't know who he was, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I was like, yeah, he can sit here, you know?
Yeah.
And Pit Boss was like, all right, I guess, and whatever, and then that's how I ended up being cool with him.
So you allowed him to join your table?
Yeah.
That's crazy. Yeah. So, well, and I saw you did a podcast with him.
Yeah, I love Jason, honestly. Like, after that time, we ended up going back to his crib in Cali. We got close. And he's a great guy, man.
That was dope.
Yeah. I'm not like, it's not like the music I listen to, right? But shout out to Jason. He was always a great guy.
What music do you listen to? Yeah, shout out to him.
I listen to straight rap, honestly. Rap. That's like my shit.
Who your favorite rapper? DJ Khaled?
Probably Kodak.
Kodak.
Hey,
shout out to Kodak.
Yeah. Shout out to Kodak. I love some Kodak. I love like real ghetto shit, you know?
Yeah, Richie, you like that street
shit. And I always love that ghetto shit.
He be on his Xanax listening while he like getting receiving payments and shit in on the scam. That's what's up.
Looking like I still do fraud.
Was that your favorite line?
When that shit came out after I got arrested, man, that shit was so far.
Was crime running your family? I know your granddad like was a big boss in the industry. I saw on the show, like he was like, you know what I mean?
Nah, like as far as my grandfather, he never told me what he ever did, right? Obviously it was he definitely did something.
Right.
And I looked up to him as like my idol, right? Because my father wasn't around. So
where was your dad?
He was just gone since I was born, before I was born. And my grandfather was connected type of guy, and that was my idol.
So crime is genetic? No, I'm just kidding.
It's just like as far as like environment. I think if you grow up in an environment where crime is essentially applauded, you're more likely to do crime, right? Like if your mom is busting her ass as a nurse, and then your grandfather's just fucking cashed out, and you're just like, oh, what would I rather do as a man, right? What would I rather be, a criminal, or would I rather go become fucking a nurse?
Right, and because he was the one that gave you the money to start the rental company at first, right? Yeah, before the scam, yeah.
I have a question. Like, when you hear people say you're one of the biggest scammers, like, what goes through your head? Are you feeling pride, like, shame, humility?
I feel nothing in that respect. Like, I hear what you're saying, and, like, I should feel something.
I mean, I wouldn't blame you if you feel some sort of pride. It's like, you finessed the system, yeah.
And I mean, I don't want to sit here and like praise it too crazy because he went through a hard time too. Because I saw also you attempted suicide after gambling 100K one time, right?
Yep.
You had down points.
100%.
So when you say you attempted suicide, like what did you do? Like did you cut or like?
Nah, I just took like a million pills. Yeah.
Damn.
Not a million, but
did they have to pump your stomach?
Nah. Just
did you get Baker acted?
I can't never tell who's talking, but what you say?
Did you get Baker acted?
No, I've been through it a million times, but I've never been big racked. I'm pretty like regular, like if I'm not half dead. But what'd you ask again?
I was basically asking, like, do you feel a little bit of like pride when people say like you know, pulled off something so big?
Like to have that title, like, it, yeah, I was the biggest
tough,
scammer.
Right? Like, especially like when people keep hitting you up and hyping you up.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So I think like as far as like in the social media space, you definitely get like an ego boost. But as far as like pride to be like, I'm proud of fucking scamming some like loser shit. Nah, like I'm not proud of that shit.
Yeah. I mean, you've gained so much celebrity from it. And like you said, people are hyping you up for it and you got this like really sensational Netflix doc from it. So is it hard to kind of pull some moral lesson from this?
100%. It definitely makes it harder for sure. But like, I think 100% today, I'm definitely better morally than I've ever been.
What do you think it was? Just marriage or the court? Vindication.
The court.
Okay.
The like just going through it, just being off drugs, really. That's really like the downfall, right? And then like first speaking about like all my past traumas. I think that like getting over like the traumas and shit like that really just put me in a place where like I don't really want to hurt nobody anymore, man.
At least you didn't open that's up good, an arena.
Man. Round of applause for him, man. Oh,
yes. That was good.
Man, you know, this has been a very informative podcast, you know. Yeah. Everyone, make sure you tune in to Netflix and watch BitCon. It was actually a dope documentary. I loved it. And make sure y'all be vigilant of the crypto scams out there because they will take your money and finesse you. Thanks so much, guys, for coming out. I had a good time. This is very informative. Thank you. Make sure y'all check out BitCon. And before we get out of here, I got to ask y'all, where we at?